I'm telling you, he was dirty.
This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 13. I am Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com.
I'm Clayton Peacock Holds from the internet.
We're here to talk about YouTube.
I want to be a YouTube star.
I do too. Well, you can be a star. They'll tell you how if you just watch YouTube. Because they'll give you some ads. Ads on YouTube for people's YouTube channels.
Ooh. I like ads.
Yeah, this one, like, it was like an Indian girl or something. And she's like, she does like little like sketch comedy or something. Like fucking just, I don't know. It's just like so bad. It's like fucking like the worst,
worst smelling video on YouTube.
Yeah, dude, it smells like shit. Like she shitters. Like it just comes like permeates to the TV. You can smell it. And she's like, no, it's just like our spices. It's just curry. I didn't shit in the corner, I swear. But it's like fucking. No, it's like the worst, like fucking like Saturday Night Live or like Mad TV. Like those would be like the sketches you watch that comes on like last. You know what I mean? They just fucking just sit there like this is just awful. You know what I mean? And like just the audience would be silent. But no, that's cool, dude. She's a fucking YouTube star, you know, doing dumb little voices. And it's like fucking like real like racist, you know, not like racist, but I mean, because she's fucking like whatever, like Indian or fucking whatever, you know what I mean? Just, oh, fucking doing the accent and just fucking dressing up in like a fucking headscarf and, you know, oh, my mom does this. This is how my mom acts. Ha ha ha. And then it shows her like a convention. The people are like, oh, ha, my mom's just like that. Ha ha ha. You know, it's fucking awful. Goddamn awful.
Yeah, I've never wasted any time looking at it. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I want to fucking watch, like, anything. Like, a fucking two-minute video. I've already talked about that. And there's a fucking, like, little... You know, the other one's, like, this fucking, like, Greg Miller wannabe just, like, fucking talking, like, stupid facts. Like, oh, hey, did you know that fucking something, you know, fucking 3 million people say this and a mosquito has fucking, you know, five testicles. Oh, you know, like, fucking, like, Oh, it's awful.
And these people are like, you, because that's what I mean. I don't really look
Those
at
are the
YouTube like
stars.
that.
Those are the YouTube stars, dude. Fucking dumb shit like that.
But
Don't
what are they
wait.
like? What are they doing? What's funny? You know, what is it? Like, everything I've seen, yeah, it's fucking cheesy. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. It's just fucking dumb, you know? It's fucking real dumb. But that's the thing, is that it's how you gotta do it. Like I said, it's the great Greg Miller effect, dude. That's why he's a fucking star. It's ready, the kid, the fucking, you know. He's got like the Greg Miller laugh, dude. He's got like the Greg Miller, like those fucking like thick, like fucking horn rim, fucking Rivers Cuomo fucking glasses, dude. You know, the hipster glasses and this
Oh, yep.
fucking spiky, like fucking blonde hair. Oh, all you do is fucking wave your arms, you know, act like you're fucking doing a fucking kid show or some shit, you know, bright colors and loud noises and start waving your arms around. It's fucking ridiculous.
Dude, that shit's fucking just stupid. Sorry, you caught me in the middle of smoking a bowl. I was choking half to death.
Oh yeah, oh. They figure. So we use the editing bay for.
Ah.
So
All right.
no dead air, no cough, no coughs, no nothing. So everything just sounds professional. That's why we soundproofed the studio last week.
Yep. Yeah, it looks nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So I try to take it back old school at Grunt Free Press. You know, none of that shit. You know, I'm not even. If you're into that shit, you just fucking fuck off, dude. I don't even want you. I don't want your views or your listens. Fuck away from me.
I'm flailing my arms right now. You
Yeah.
can't see me, but it's wild over here.
Oh, wild and wacky Wednesday news. Oh, Grunt Free Press. Fucking retard, dude.
That'll get us some followers, I
Oh,
bet.
yeah.
Make some zany YouTube videos and I don't know.
It's like Teletubbies, dude, for fucking, you know.
They get paid? Like internet money or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they have to. I mean, certain people, you do like a partner up with them, you know? You sell ads on their fucking channel, and then, like, yeah, like so much per view. Like, that's how it works, yeah.
No shit.
So you get fucking ads every other fucking 5 minutes, dude.
Yeah, dude, ads piss me off. I mean, especially these ones now you can't skip for like fucking like a minute into them. You know those ones? You
Yep.
ever seen those?
Oh yeah, I'm aware.
I usually like I'll just mute the sound and just fucking just wait it out, you know? It's just ads. I have a deep-rooted hatred for ads, whether it's television, radio, like the second I see or hear it, I need to like disconnect my
Yep.
brain, you
Oh
know?
yeah.
It's like automatic.
Yeah, then you get like the people all about it, like fucking like, oh, you see that
Oh,
ad? You see that ad?
like
How do
Super
you not?
Bowl time,
Yeah,
dude.
yep,
Like I
all
want to
about
just
it. Yeah.
blow my brains out. I'm like, dude.
I just watched the Super Bowl for the ad. It's the best part. Haha.
Yeah,
It's like, dude,
dude,
go
those people,
fucking kill
dude.
yourself. Like, seriously.
Dude, I can't take it.
Hey, you know what's wrong with America? You're what's bringing it down.
Yeah, it's fucking. So yeah, well, yeah, you could be watching anything. Like, I'll grab the remote and I'll man it, and it's just like a second a commercial comes on, bam, I'm flipping. I'm on to like the next thing. If I could get zero commercials, oh, it'd be the greatest thing ever. I don't want to
Well,
buy your shit.
just like to remind you, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, where even idiots can build a better website. Neil deGrasse Tyson uses it. It's not good enough for you, you fucking faggot. Come on.
Yeah. What is Squarespace? Is that those people that made Final Fantasy?
Yeah, I think the yeah, I like the seventh. You know, I don't know. Yeah,
Yeah, I don't either.
they're making Tomb Raider. Fucking.
Yeah, I gotta get back to Tomb Raider. I fucking forgot about it.
Yeah, I'm fucking debating, dude. Yeah, fucking like I'm gonna get that and fucking Fallout the same day, and it's like, oh, dude, I can fucking blow through Tomb Raider, so maybe I should do that first. And I'm like, but Fallout, you know what I mean? Fucking, I don't know. I kind of like
Yeah.
Fallout better. Yeah. Debating what to start up first. November, I think it's like 10th. I'm pretty sure, dude. I can't just like not do Fallout. Like I gotta fucking do it.
Did I see something about people complaining about Fallout still being choppy or something along those lines?
Well, they've been bitching about the graphics for since they fucking showed it off, dude. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, fucking no, number one, I think it fucking looks pretty goddamn good, and it's not really about, you know, having the best graphics. It's just fucking, you know, fucking Fallout. Fucking New Vegas had fucking awful fucking graphics, dude. That's not the reason that game sucked.
No, actually, you're right. Yeah, great game, just the bugs.
Yeah, that's what killed me, dude. New Vegas, dude. I can deal with a lot of it, dude. Like, fucking, you know, Fallout 3 had bugs, but as long as it's playable, you know, it's all right. Vegas just fucking crashed the fuck out. Like, the very end of the game just crashed, like, 5 times in a row.
Yeah, at the dam?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw a thing about that. Something about how it couldn't handle the large-scale battle or something.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. It's just sucked because it was like the very end where you're like, oh yeah, they just put in like whatever, like 100 hours of this game and like whatever, dude. I'm at the end and then it's just fucking, it just crashes. Like, it's the worst time you can do it, you know?
Yeah, I'll never forget when I fucking, my experience with, I think it was the Pit.
Oh yeah.
You know, you do everything. It took me whatever. I did everything. And you get to the last part. And something happened, like some glitch happened. I don't know if it was. Oh, dude, now I'm drawing a blank. Oh, something happened. I don't know. I can't remember, but it fucked up. Trust me, it fucked up.
Yeah, something like that. And I think it was. I want to.
I thought it was because maybe I think because I took the baby. I don't know if you
okay,
did that.
Yep. Well, no, it'd be probably not. I probably, if there was an option to kill it or leave it, I probably did that.
Yeah, I can't remember the options. I just know I took it, but then that instantly triggered everybody to attack me. So okay, literally everybody in the whole pit was like after me. And I remember it just because it was so many people, it like kept fucking up and, you know what I'm saying? Kept fucking up.
Yep.
I just, I don't think I could finish it. I think it just fucked up the save or something happened.
Oh,
and I wasn't going to redo it, you know?
That reminds me of my Far Cry 2 experience. Did I ever tell you about that? Fucking Far Cry 2.
I don't remember it, but feel
dude,
free. We got plenty of time here.
I love that game. Actually, we don't. I get a lot of shit. But, yeah, dude, I'll do it anyway. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I fucking love Far Cry 2, dude. It's fucking just massive, you know? Fucking huge open world. You could fucking like pick like how many like characters you picked one. You fucking went. Oh, dude, I was all about that game, dude. Like fucking, you take over like little outposts and shit. Like I take like over everyone that fucking like respawn enemies. And dude, I probably spent like, I don't know how long, dude. Maybe a good like 40 or like 60 hours. You just like, I don't know, you know how many like different maps there were, or, like different shit you could unlock. Just like the first area, like doing like everything, dude, like collecting like all the diamonds, like fucking like all the hidden diamonds. You had like a, it was like a tracker. Like it wasn't like in like 3 and 4. It was just a, like a tracker you'd get and you'd like, I think you put them like, you'd hold it up or like put it in like a, like the car you were driving and like it'd blink and beep when you were near one. So it'd like, you know, blink faster if you were closer. So you'd fucking have to like figure out where it was. It was a lot harder than fucking how it is now. You just fucking open up the map and all right, I'll fucking put a marker there, like whatever. Yeah. I did like all that like forever, dude. And like I got to some point, dude. It was just like, up, see, I'll boot up the game, dude. It's like up, save corrupted, fucking wiped, like fucking like 60 hours out, dude. I was fucking so pissed. And like that game was so good, dude. I was just like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna do it again. I fucking started again, the same shit. I got like fucking like 60 hours in, up, save corrupted, dude.
Come on,
it was fucking ridiculous. He was so pissed.
Wow, dude, did it twice. Fuck yeah.
And that's such a good fucking game too. But I just couldn't. I'm like, dude, I can't keep doing this. I just can't. Like something like that. That crosses the line. That's just too far, you know. Something like, I think it's something on Skyrim too. There was a part and it was like. Oh, it was like a little mini game. You like, I don't know. It's been so long since I fucking played that game. I don't even know if it was even Skyrim, but I remember being like in like a coffin or something. Like you had to fucking like, you went in like this coffin, something, dude. You had to like fucking like hold down a button or something, or like to like open it up or some shit. Like after you were in it, And like it kept fucking up like right there. I'm like, oh Jesus, here we go. Fucking like Bethesda, you know what I mean? Fucking here's the big bug. Like this is gonna fucking break the game. It's probably like halfway through it, you know? I just kept doing it over and over till I had to like fucking do it like a certain way where I have to like hold the stick and like fucking like crouch down into a certain point and like hold it and just stutter and stutter, then like it finally would get past it. Yeah, it's just fucking
I don't remember
ridiculous,
that
dude.
off the top.
I don't even know if it was Skyrim, so whatever. It was something like that. Some fucking long ass game. Or Crysis 3. Fucking that game sucked, dude. But I'm like, all right, power my way through it. Get to the very end, dude, right when the credits start to roll, dude. It just fucking crash every time. It would never give me credit for beating it. Like, fucking, that was
No, that's fucked up. So you didn't get the achievement, I suppose.
Yeah, no,
Shit like that.
never got the achievement. No, nothing. Like, fucking, yeah, I think it would, like, unlock it for, like, multiplayer. But I was just like, yeah, at that point, I was so pissed. I'm like, dude, I'm so pissed at this. I'm not going to try the multiplayer. Go fuck yourself. I just fucking took it out. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah.
Damn.
But, oh, speaking of Far Cry. Good segue. You hear about the new one they're making?
Okay. I haven't seen anything.
Well, I didn't see too much. It was announced, Far Cry Primal, set in prehistoric times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, fucking, bows and
So
arrows.
dinosaurs.
Well, no, I don't know if it's gonna be dinosaurs. They weren't really dinosaurs, and fucking people were alive. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Might be, but.
Well, I thought prehistoric, that was like kind of like.
Well, you're still a person, yeah.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, those are the good times. Those are the best times for humanity when we were like monkey people.
Yeah, that could be interesting. There's nothing out on it. That's just the word. There's no video,
Not
I suppose.
too much. I don't know. It's coming out soon though. I think yeah, February 23rd it comes out, so not too far. Yeah, I mean, again, it was fucking whatever. Fucking like, I played four, and I was just
So
that.
a ton of animals, like, should I expect?
I take it. I guess they're saying like they're really like pumping up like the survival aspects of it. Like you gotta like build shit and fucking hunt for food and like fucking build weapons and shit. Sounds more like was that game? Like, and I never played it, but like all those fucking survival games on like the PC and shit, like Rust or that shit. You gotta like
Okay.
fucking it's more about like trying to survive, I guess. But who knows? I never really looked that too far into it. It was just fucking like whatever. It's Far Cry. We'll see if, like later on. But yeah, it's different setting. You don't see that too much. It's fucking BC fucking prehistoric shit. So it's cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I mean, see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully it's different enough. I mean, just like Far Cry 4. Like, dude, I love fucking all of them. I fucking love 3. I thought 3 was fucking great. And like 4, I played. I'm just like, it seems just kind of like more of the same. I'm just doing the same shit, just fucking going
Yeah,
through the
dude, I
fucking
never
map.
even got to
But
that. I thought it was going to be
yeah,
great.
it was. I mean, it was good. It's just like if we played 3, I thought 3 was better. I mean, I thought like the story and shit was better. Like 4 just seemed kind of like generic, just like I'm just like in these mountains, just like whatever, just fucking same shit. Like that was like a year ago that came out. I was hoping to turn into like a fucking like Assassin's Creed type. Oh, I was gonna keep pumping them out every year. They're always gonna be kind of the
Yeah.
same. I was gonna change the setting a little bit, like you know what I mean.
Well, it seems to be what
Even
they do.
like fucking dude, I fucking love 3. And then they put out like that Blood Dragon expansion or whatever, and everyone's like, oh, it's so good. And it was like 80s, like whatever, you know what I mean? Like fucking just like the dude from Terminator was like the main voice and shit. Like I played it for a little bit, and even at that point, I'm just like, dude, I fucking played so much at 3, and this is just like so similar. Even though like it fucking looks different and shit, and like whatever, it's just supposed to be like goofy and just kind of like a joke. But it's just like, dude, I spent so much time with it, dude. It's like if you're gonna put another one out, it's gonna be different. You gotta make it different enough that it doesn't feel like I'm doing the same shit again.
Everything like same style missions, like nothing really new.
Do I have Blood Dragon or 4?
On four.
It was pretty much the same shit. I mean, there were like certain, like different, like some different shit. Like you had like a little like personal, like the cool thing was like you had like a personal like helicopter, like a little like one man, fucking
Oh,
piece
that's
of crap.
cool.
So you could just like hop in it and just fucking bomb around the map and shit. And you did like like a single shot grenade launcher, like the fucking those things are cool, dude. The fucking, you fucking just load it up and it's just like thump, and you fucking just like, fucking do it and you fucking reload it and just thump, thump, like that shit, dude. Like that was shit was cool. So I just fucking bomb around the helicopter and do that and fucking like, blasting dudes and fucking animals and shit, Like that was cool, but then it's gonna again you do that and it's just like fucking you do that for like fucking like 20 minutes and it's just like, all right, well, now there's this massive map and I was fucking hopping the helicopter and up, here we go, helicopter ride, and it's just fucking other than that, it's just like the same fucking thing as three. I thought three, again, it had like the better story and shit. Like it was fucking real dark and shit. It was fucking pretty cool.
Yeah, three was good. I finished that one.
Yeah, so this
I think
is.
I was excited for four for co-op, but
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, I don't think we ever did the co-op in, no, we did do the co-op missions in three, didn't we?
I think
They
so.
were just like little like side things, but they're pretty cool. I liked them. Even like the multiplayer in three.
Yeah, and I thought this was supposed to be different, so that's why I thought I was looking forward to it.
Oh
Something a little
yeah.
more.
I even that, I only played the multiplayer a couple times. I was just like, yeah, I don't know, it wasn't that great. But yeah. So hopefully they're not just fucking cranking these out on a fucking video game mill and just making the same thing over and over every year. Right. Yeah, I say it's about crafting, scavenging food, fighting animals and other tribes, and not taking out outposts. But yeah, we'll see when it comes out.
Wait, that's what it said?
Yeah.
Not taking out outposts?
Yeah. It's just more about,
Meaning we're changing the game.
yeah. And hopefully, you said as long as it's different enough, yeah, it's cool. But
I always wanted to check out one of those games like that, it's that fucking stupid one I just saw on the PC. You're like stranded on an island or something,
oh,
plane crash.
there's like a million of them,
There's
dude.
a million of them, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
the only one that I one of those that looks fucking like interests me is this one, the forest. Like that looks cool. Like it's fucking more like it's got like more like a cannibal like horror vibe. And like yeah, it's the
Oh,
same
okay.
shit. So you're building like fucking, you know what I mean? You're building up like you're building up a fort and fucking defenses. But there's like fucking like crazy like fucking like half fucking monster fucking people like trying to like kill you and shit, like fucking hunting you down. Like it looked pretty cool. And that bitch, it's been fucking, it's been on my wish list for like a year, dude. It's fucking in early access and I fucking refuse to fucking buy something that's in early access. Like fucking I'll wait till it's done, you know. I keep seeing people like, oh, Forrest, they did a big update, it's fucking great and blah blah blah. I'm like, oh cool, so it's done. Then I fucking look, it's like, oh, early access still. Nope. I'm just gonna wait, you know, if I can buy into that shit. Yeah.
Well, I never played with early access. Stay away.
Yeah, very
It's
few.
like AIDS.
Yeah. Pretty much just
I wouldn't
fucking
even mind having AIDS right now.
like virtual AIDS, dude, yeah. Nice fucking play to AIDS and fucking be good about now, yeah.
would, dude.
Yeah, talk about the new dashboard, the new Xbox One dashboard.
Yeah,
How's that going?
it's fucking, I don't know. It's kind of a piece of shit. I mean, it's good if it works, but it's not gonna work. Like it's, kicking me out of parties and not telling me and just freezing and fucking up the sound, I've had it go like, it makes that like sound. I'm sure
Yeah.
you've heard that. Yeah.
I actually haven't had that since I got the new dashboard. I used to get that shit a
Oh.
lot. Well, not a lot, but every now and then. But
Yeah, dude, getting it in my headset, it was fucked up.
yeah,
Although, I guess I can't be, to be fair.
it's a beta. You know what I mean? It is a
Yeah,
fucking
exactly.
beta. It's weird that I got it and like fucking like yeah, it seems all right. Some of my games just fucking got uninstalled for some reason. Like, get to fucking reinstall them again. So now it's like I go into my list, like fucking all my shit's just jumbled up. Like fucking, yeah. I don't
I never actually looked to see if anything got uninstalled.
know. Forza works, so that was good. I was worried about that.
Never fucked up once.
Nope. Oh, all good. Seems a little laggy too when you're fucking like even just going around like whatever, dude. You hit a fucking left or right, and it seems like it's just like can take like a a split second for it to register, then it fucking moves over, you know? See a little lag to everything.
Since the dashboard?
Yeah. I'm just like
Wait,
fucking just
wait.
put
Oh, you're
like
saying on the not in Forza, on the
no,
dashboard.
on the dashboard, yeah. Like whatever, it's
Yep.
fucking like moving around like tiles and shit. It's like all right, left and right, and then it's like fucking up, like fucking or like freeze up for a second, then it goes, and it's just like I don't know. Again, it's beta, so who knows?
Yep, exactly. Just did it right there. That was another thing. I couldn't, I'd be playing NBA 2K. I'd hit the guide, the dashboard. Couldn't do it. It just wouldn't do it. Just I'd hold the button
Yep,
to
yep.
get to like the power off, let it go, try it again. Nothing. Just like the game would start skipping, but it wouldn't be in the dashboard. It's like it was supposed to be, it was just fucked up.
Yeah, I was doing like, I was playing like Metal Gear. I do that too. Like, I hit it to like go home or whatever. Just hit it once just to like fucking get out of there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And fucking it would just freeze up. I had to just fucking like the game would just freeze up and just like sit on the screen for like fucking like 10 seconds. I'm like, all right, just keep hitting it, nothing would happen. And then fuck, I could hold it down, it would pop up like shut off console and all that, like those fucking options. But then
Exactly.
wouldn't let me go to the dashboard, and I kept like trying it. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And then fucking eventually the system just shut off completely and like restarted.
Yeah, dude, that's another thing that happened to me twice now. It randomly shut off. I was wondering what the fuck was going on. Like in the middle of this game, dude, I was having a great game. This fucking basketball game, and fucking shut off, dude. I'm like, okay.
Nice, yeah.
I had to restart the game. What the fuck? And then I fucking sucked. That's bullshit.
Yeah, hopefully
I want my Halo Reach, god damn it.
this maybe it's near games to be installed. Maybe it's just there. It'll just pop up.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath.
Hopefully just beta problems. And yeah, it seems like a little bit faster, but it's funny 'cause it's like faster. But dude, I'll go to like the store, like to fucking look at games. I'm like, all right, what's this game? I'll fucking click on it. It's like, oh, all right, so we got there a little bit faster, but now it's like instead of looking at the spinning wheel before it fucking like shows the game, now you'll click on the fucking thing, and where it says like to buy, like the price, like there'll be a wheel there that'll just spin for like fucking like 15 seconds before it shows you the price. So it's like, all right, it's kind of faster, but.
Oh, I didn't look at the store
You
yet.
know, it's like, yeah, you made it faster. That pops up quicker, but now I fucking can't see how much it costs for like fucking 30 seconds. Like, all right.
Wow. Oh yeah, I gotta be careful fucking around. I might exit the Skype because
Yeah.
that's another thing I can't back out of.
Yeah, you got to keep it snapped. And again, I saw him like the little notes. They said they did know that like that was a thing, and like it's not gonna. They said they're gonna. It'll be good. Like you'll be able to unsnap it when the thing actually comes out, but or at some update, hopefully. Who knows?
Yeah. Whatever.
Is what it is.
Fucking.
As long as I can play fucking games.
Yep. I found a new way to jerry-rig my broken charger. I
Yeah.
just tie an elastic around it.
Oh, nice.
Fucking.
Old school, dude. Yeah, I like that.
Yep. It works. Pull it down and just enough pressure to like hold it,
So it's like trying to do like a like a old Atari stick, like a fucking broken Atari stick with the fucking all the elastics. Keep it straight.
Kind of, sort of. I just need it to pull down on the cord, like, to give it that pressure. It's fucked up. I could just buy a new one, but dude, it's like $80. You gotta buy a controller and the fucking plug and play.
Really? They'll sell it separately?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
No, they
what's it separate?
no, they do. It's like $20, isn't it? I bought one before.
Yeah, and what's a con yeah, a controller's like what? 50?
50, 60, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty much fucking the same, right? I mean.
Well, 20, as you want $20 or $60, you know? As I can.
Well, no, I need a controller too, right?
Oh, yeah. I
Because
don't
I
know.
don't know if.
Do you need a control, or is it just the fucking the plug?
That's the thing. I don't really know. I don't want to buy one and then have to buy the other. You know what I'm saying? I just might as well get them both. Feel like a new plug might not do the trick, it might be something inside the controller, the little metal piece.
Yeah, who knows?
Whatever.
Talk about some Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I was actually just thinking of that.
Yeah, I know it's been on your mind for a while. It's been on my mind for a while. It's a new game from CD Projekt Red.
Okay, that's The Witcher, right?
The Witcher guys, correct? Yes, this is who they are. They might as well just fucking rename themselves the Witcher guys.
Yep. You're
This
those Witcher guys.
that dim Witcher guys. I say it's far bigger in quotes than any game they've ever done, and that includes The Witcher 3.
Okay.
So that's pretty fucking big.
Now,
So
what is this? What do you do? Like,
it's
what's
pretty
this?
it's pretty much Shadowrun. Like it's just what it looks like. It's just fucking the same thing. It's fucking based on a fucking tabletop RPG, which is Shadowrun, same shit. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty fucking big.
It's gonna be multiplayer like that?
No. I'm talking like Shadowrun, like the fucking the like the actual not the 360 one.
Ah,
That's
okay.
pretty that was pretty much Counter Strike with a little bit of Shadowrun on top of it. Just good if you want to fucking bring that. I don't know if I fucking ranted about that before, dude. That fucking game was great, dude. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Shadowrun was fucking amazing on 360.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun for a while,
I
definitely.
fucking loved it. Fucking all these fucking faggots, dude. Oh, well, it's not like the RPGs. I want a story-based RPG. They ruined it. How could they call it Shadowrun? It's like, dude, well, guess what? It was still a good game. Like, fucking whatever. Like, fucking.
As long as you don't body clear.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. Yep. Fucking body clearing faggots. Boot 'em, dude. Why'd you?
Remember I got kicked out
Oh
like
yeah.
20
Why?
times.
Why'd you boot me? You're body clearing. I was like, dude, that's the fucking like what makes that game fun, and you're just being gay. Like, fucking communities making their own rules, dude. Fucking so stupid.
Yeah, dude, I didn't get it. That's why I don't like any communities.
Yep, so I am a lone wolf.
The grunt free community, that's about it.
Oz is the worst.
You're probably right, yeah.
Yeah, so say they're not going to release any more information or show the game until 2017.
What?
So, have to wait on that, but.
Oh, we'll get back to that one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just follow us. Not on Twitter, though.
But whatever, it's fucking cyberpunk shit from the fucking guys of The Witcher, and it's gonna be huge. So, yeah, fucking.
What is it, though? What is cyberpunk? Like.
Oh, it's just like yeah, the Shadowrun shit, like fucking Blade Runner. Pretty much everything's fucking based off of, which we've probably never seen.
Nope.
You don't watch movies, but.
Nope, never seen Blade Runner. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's just fucking like whatever, just like. Fucked up like future run by fucking giant corp or like Deus Ex.
Oh,
You played
okay.
that, like it's pretty much the same thing too. But fucking
I never actually played it. I saw it and
oh,
made
get
fun
out
of
of here.
it.
You never played that, dude? Seriously? The new you ever
No,
played the new
no.
one? Oh wow, that game was fucking great.
Was it really?
Oh yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Shit, I didn't give it a chance.
Should dude, I think it was free at some point too and like gold or whatever.
I missed that.
Yeah, I knew one of those guys coming out in like February or March too.
It is too many games, dude, to keep up. It's
Hey,
getting out of control.
yeah, it's just like fucking whatever. Just fucking futuristic fucking, usually a fucking shitty fucking future run by like a couple like giant corporations that are just fucking, everyone's fucking technology. They all jack into the fucking internet or whatever, fucking cyber deck it up and fucking some magic thrown in there too, like type of deal. It's almost like sci-fi and fantasy, like fucking combined type of deal.
All right.
Look forward to more details in 2017.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. Probably be dead by 2017.
I can only hope.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we got a Metal Gear. It's a Metal Gear, but I'll save that for
Oh, Metal Gear?
after the break. Are you looking forward to Halo 5?
Oh yeah. What's the date again? 20 something?
27th. You
27th.
looking forward to making some maps in Halo 5, like some Forge maps?
I probably am not, but I mean, I know you make them frequently, no? Maybe not frequently,
Not
but.
frequently. I try, but guess what? You're not gonna be able to do it at launch.
Oh, really? People must be pissed.
No Forge until December. I actually haven't seen people like that pissed, dude. But no Forge until December. It's supposed to be. They say it's gonna be bigger and better than the other Forges. Bill does it. They're saying it's a free ongoing service. I'm pissed, dude. I think it's fucking bullshit, dude. I think this is fucking garbage. Like I said, I probably wouldn't even fucking like boot it up or try it, dude, until like, fucking after I'd fucking complete like done the campaign after the fucking month. I probably wouldn't fucking even use it until like December at the earliest.
Yeah.
But it's fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
there's probably a lot of artists out there that could fucking probably make some magic happen.
But I mean, it's just bullshit, dude. It's fucking putting out these fucking, the game's not done, dude. Like, fucking, it's
Broken
not,
games, yeah, unfinished.
unfinished, dude. And they fucking the bullshit they fucking try. Oh, it's a living platform. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, it's a platform. We're gonna keep adding shit. Like, it's a free ongoing service, dude. It's fucking not done. Like, you know what I mean? Stop fucking putting them out, dude. And say fucking Halo 5 comes out in fucking December. Like, delay it till December, dude. Make it fucking finished.
Nope, they gotta rake in the dollars,
Yeah,
man.
dude. Look at all this damn shit. Like Hitman, we're talking about like Hitman. Like, oh, we're gonna release like three
Yep.
missions and then oh, it's a platform. It's gonna be episodic, dude. Even like Killer Instinct. Oh, season one of Killer Instinct, it's a platform. And then like, season two and season three is coming. You know what I mean? Street Fighter is doing the same shit or like. Rainbow Six, like, oh, we'll have 10, 10 fucking maps, but it's a platform. We're gonna release more, dude. It's just like Jesus Christ, dude. It's fucking pretty much early access, dude. It's fucking selling it, Selling out all the console gamers on this PC early access shit, dude.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, dude. Don't fucking release the game, dude. Don't release the game till everything's fucking done. And don't fucking say a game's coming out till you know that everything in the game's gonna be done. Like, it's ridiculous, man. Should be getting fucking every fucking little feature you fucking plan on having in the fucking game, like, out on the fucking day the game comes out. It's fucking stupid. Everyone's buying into this shit, dude. Everyone's buying into that shit, dude, and they're buying into all the fucking free to play fucking garbage, dude. Like fucking all the everybody used to be pissed about all microtransactions and all that bullshit.
Yep.
Now everyone's fucking eating it up, dude. It's fucking listen to something, dude. One of the fucking professional like IGN or some shit like fucking podcast, and they're like talking to some guys. It's like, oh yeah, if anyone who's fucking still like complaining about that, just have to accept it. Just accept that that's how it is. You have to fucking pay all these microtransactions and all this free to play bullshit. They're all all the fucking professional fucking journalists. Oh yeah, oh definitely, yeah. I mean, it's just how it is. Like fucking no, that's bullshit, dude. Shouldn't be fucking swallowing this fucking garbage. Finish your fucking game before you put it out, dude. I'm fucking sick of that shit. Pre-ordered my fucking Halo. Halo pre-order canceled, dude. Fucking sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a game that's come out that hasn't been fucked up in a while.
Yeah, even like fucking people. Oh, well, Nintendo doesn't do that. You know what I mean? Even they do that shit too. And the fucking like their Mario Maker bullshit. It's like, well, you gotta play, dude. You gotta play for like a day, and every day we're gonna unlock a little bit of the game you can play around. It's like, dude, like why? Like why? Why are they doing that? Like fucking. Just give me the fucking game, dude. Give me the whole game, and I'll fucking decide when I fucking what I want to do when.
Yep.
Stop trying to fucking pass it off like it's a fucking favor, dude. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. That fucking pissed me off, dude. I don't know. People complain about oh, no split screen in Halo. Like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, that's not like necessary. You know what I mean? And it's fucking just like at this point in time, like you can just play fucking online. But it's just like that shit, dude. It's like, dude. No fucking Ford. Even there's gonna be no big team battle either in fucking Halo. Oh, it's coming later. Like all this shit's
Wait, what?
All this shit's coming later. Like fucking.
That's not in launch?
No, it's just the war zone. Like the fucking. I mean, it's bigger.
Dude, come on.
It's bigger than big team battle, but I mean, like they're still like, oh, like actual big team battle is coming out later. It's like, why is all this shit coming out later, dude? Like,
dude, that shit was broken on the last one. Did they ever even fix that?
And four.
Yeah, in the re-release.
Yeah, I think that's fine now. But I mean, it's like, oh yeah, I mean, they want people to play Warzone or whatever. Like, whatever the fucking excuses, dude. Just fucking knock the shit off, dude. Like, fucking Jesus Christ, finish your fucking shit, finish your game. I was gonna put the podcast out, dude. Just fucking, I don't know, half finished. Just like, oh yeah, you know, Grunt Free Press podcast. That's it, dude. I'll just put it out. And a fucking week later, I'll put, oh, yeah, yeah, I got another little thing, you know. I'll piecemeal it out.
Yeah, if anyone donates, we'll fix it.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. So, pre-order canceled. I'm done. I'm waiting.
Yep. We'll see.
Not really. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, that might make me wait, because I'm more psyched for the multiplayer.
You don't play Forge, so it doesn't really matter for you. But
I mean,
yeah, I will use Forge, but I mean, like I said, I probably wouldn't play it till December anyway. But I mean, yeah, I mean, fucking yeah, people like that's what they do, you know. That's like some people like that's what they want to do and fucking get started as early as possible. So why are they gonna fucking bother until December? You know, I don't know. It's fucking stupid. Finish your shit before you fucking realize it. Alright, take a break. Cool off.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a shirt on, I think.
Ball game's in the refrigerator. Doors closed. Lights are out. But it's getting hard! Pizza pie, every minute, every second, bye. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes me. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes me. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes.
All right, we're back. Want to talk about some Metal Gear?
Yeah. Didn't the online come out?
Well, I was waiting. The correct answer would be no, but yeah, I'll talk about some. It did come out, yeah. Not that great. Pretty
really?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking generic. Let's be able to talk.
Oh, so?
It just feels like they fucking just tacked it on. I'm pretty sure they did just fucking tack it on. It just feels like whatever. It's just fucking pretty standard, just like, oh, whatever, here's some fucking gadgets and fucking go do some shit and fucking like whatever. It's just not fun, like, you know what I mean? Just feels fucking, oh, we have these assets, let's just fucking see what we can do, throw them in there. I played like fucking like half a dozen games, dude. It's fucking ridiculous, dude, to even start it up. You're in the main menu, right? And it's got like whatever the first thing's like, you know, start game or continue or whatever. And right under that's like, you know, launch Metal Gear Online. So you hit that. I fucking hit it. Nothing happens. I'm like, okay. And it says something like, are you sure you want to launch Metal Gear Online? Yep. Nothing happens. Fucking hit it again. Same shit. Sitting there. Nothing happens. You're just sitting there. I'm like, oh, okay. So what's it? Fuck, dude. It's not like not working. Like server's down, whatever.
Dashboard, maybe.
No, you gotta hit, like, start, like, fucking continue, like, you're continuing the main thing, then it just pops you into the fucking online. It's just awesome. Wait, it's good fucking, again, okay. Continue the fucking trend of fucking shitty menus. So you do that, like, whatever, you pop in the open world and whatever, you just fucking play. It's the same, it's just a fucking grind fest, just fucking grind through these shitty fucking maps, just unlock these fucking gadgets and blah, 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 and it's just dumb. Not fun. No, it reminds me of like Grand Theft Auto Online almost. Just fucking just feels like just tacked on. Like, I don't know. Do some shit, I guess. Like, fucking just like garbage. Yeah, it's not great. And then to fucking get out of there, if you say you're playing multiplayer, like, oh, I want to play the single player again. Dude, I fucking looked and I fucking looked everywhere, dude, to fucking try, dude, every menu I was going through. I don't think there's any way just to back out of it and go to the single player game or like the main menu or anything. I think you literally have to fucking dashboard, quit the game and restart it and fucking like start up again.
Jesus.
Could be wrong, but I fucking looked everywhere for like 10 minutes, dude. Like every menu. There's even like a little open world you can run around in, and like test like your shit, all your weapons, dude. I fucking ran around that entire thing. I'm like, there's literally nowhere I can go just to get the fuck out of here. Like, dashboard, quit, and fucking dude, it's stupid. Yeah.
Well, that sounds terrible. So, did you ever get in?
No, I probably played like half a dozen games.
All right.
Yeah, it's not.
And it just sucked.
Yeah, it's nothing special at all, dude. Not really that fun.
I wonder how it's going over.
Oh, I'm sure people love it. There are people when they're oh, level like 50, dude. I played like fucking half a dozen games, dude. I was like fucking like level like 3, you know? It's just like fucking stupid. Yeah, probably won't play
Fuck
that
that.
ever again. So I finished the game though. Talk about did chapter 2. Chapter 2
Okay.
just repeats a bunch of missions from chapter 1, like the exact same fucking things that you did, dude. Like fuck, it almost feels like they're trying to like oh like he has a little like recap of something that happened a while ago in fucking chapter 1, but instead of just giving you like oh here's like last time on or like whatever, like oh here's like a flashback and make you play the entire fucking missions again, dude, all like same exact cutscenes, everything, dude, and they fucking it's just a waste of time, you know? And then they fucking make it like harder, so it's like oh they only limit they'll limit your weapons, they'll put you in there with like no weapons, no nothing, you gotta like fucking like do it to fucking pick up all your weapons on the fucking from the fucking field, like from the fucking game, you know? You don't like drop into anything. It just feels like again, you just fucking should have been like new game plus shit. Like there's no reason to say this is a fucking new mission because it's not. It's the same fucking shit you did, just harder, you know? Fucking yeah. And playing the game and it's harder, dude. It doesn't fucking make it any more fun, dude. It's fucking just makes it a complete pain in the ass. No reflex mode like before. If you get like spotted, it'd fucking give you like a couple seconds. Like oh somebody spots you, and the game would slow down. You could fucking try to find who's looking at you and fucking pop off like a headshot or something to fucking make him drop so you weren't spotted. And that's gone. So like fuck, you just be walking, dude. Someone's like, oh fucking like random just fucking sees you, dude. And sometimes it'll just be like old school, like oh mission's over, you got to start all over again, you know? It's fucking pain in the ass, dude. And it's fucking AI in that game is shit. It was shit. It's pretty bad. But before it's like, oh, I got all this shit, I can fucking deal with it, you know what I mean? To fucking, or if I get spotted, I can just fucking go nuts, dude. Just fucking murder everybody or fucking, fucking back off and fucking let it cool down and go in again. So that was whatever. Not fun, but it just fucking just feels so cheap. It just feels like a cheap fucking way to recycle everything they already had.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Sounds like shit. Glad I didn't invest.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's fucking garbage. That's no. Yeah, it's like that old school, dude. It's fucking the fucking AI is just like so broken, dude. They'll fucking even like. I was on the fence about chapter 1. I was just like, like fucking it could be good. This game could be good. It could be bad, dude. This chapter 2 is just such a fucking piece of shit. Fucking like fighting the same bosses, like oh here's these bosses, but this fucking gonna take like forever to beat, and if they fucking like hit you once, dude, you'll fucking end, you'll die and that'll be the end, you gotta fucking start over again. It feels like such fucking the entire game the theme is just fucking let's waste everybody's time, dude, like it's fucking awful.
Fuck that.
It's fun when the AI fucking breaks, dude, and it's fucking, sometimes it's fucking, it'll do it in your favor, and you'll see like six guys just fucking walking in a straight line. You can just walk up to them and fucking choke them all out one by one. It's like, it's pretty funny, It's funny that the fucking AI is such a piece of shit. And they fucking like, or they'll fucking just stare at a wall. Like, those fucking, there'll be a guy like a fucking tank or some shit, little walker tank. It'll fucking like try, it'll spot you for a second, then it'll be like, fucking, oh, well, I'll walk to this wall and just sit there and stare at the wall for like fucking ever. Like, he won't move. Like, shit like that. It's like, oh, wow, it's fucking, it's glitchy and fucking funny, dude. Like, whatever. But then it's like, I'll be fucking like, there's one boss fight I'm doing. There's like fucking four snipers, and like the only way you can see them is like their laser sights will be fucking pointing at you, You gotta like avoid them and stay out of the way. And then it'll fucking, I'm like sitting there, dude, and like it's like glitched out where it's like, oh, it's just decides like, oh, it's not gonna show the laser sights, Like, fucking just like, I'm like, what, are they gone? So I'll fucking, move a little bit, and then you see them all just like fucking like suddenly just appear and fucking like you have like a split second, and like they see you and they fucking shoot you once, you're dead. It's just fucking stupid, dude. Or like there's one of your buddies, the dog. If you fucking carry the dog will fucking walk around, he spots enemies for you. So it's like, it's like the most useful thing you can do, especially that. It's like, you're trying to fucking avoid everybody. So I'm using that, dude, and fucking, you're supposed to spot everybody, dude. I'll fucking like move like a couple feet, and like someone will spot me. I'm like, dude, like game over. It's like, dude, the dog just decided, oh, I'm not gonna work this time. You know what I mean? Like, fucking just decides not to work. It's fucking like glitchy fucking garbage, dude. Horseshit.
Yeah. So it wasn't worth the wait, huh?
No, dude. Even like, yeah, I say even the. I said, yeah, I love like the opening of that game, like the fucking opening of that
The
game.
hospital
Yeah,
scene?
I thought it was awesome, dude. But then guess what? The end mission is you get to play that entire thing again, dude. It's like, dude,
Really?
yeah, and they're trying, it's trying to like do like a little twist, dude, like a little twist ending, like it's.
Like something's different.
Yeah, but it's like what's different is like two little scenes they could have just fucking shown like a flashback of, hey, these two scenes, oh, isn't that like whatever, like fucking like that's like the twist, dude. They could have just done it like that, but no, you gotta fucking do the entire like fucking hour long mission again. And it's like, dude, like cool the first time, dude. Now you're fucking just ruining it, dude. I gotta fucking do this entire thing again, dude. Like, yeah, dude. Like 90% of the fucking second chapter is just all recycled shit from the first chapter. It's fucking terrible, man.
Damn, dude.
Yep. Yeah, fucking put up the review. Yeah, I don't recommend it. It's fucking just boring. It's fucking boring waste of time. Yeah, never been so glad to be fucking done with a game, dude. It's like fucking work. Said, dude, it's fucking like as I'm playing, I'm like, dude, I just like hate video games because this is fucking like just feels like I'm just like wasting time, like,
Yep.
Never been so glad to be done with a fucking game, dude, and just fucking never have to fucking
Dude, I almost
run
bought it
again.
too, and I was just like, something didn't. I don't know. I didn't like something about it, just looking at it.
Well, whatever you don't like about it, you'll be doing it fucking 100 times, so. Best description as reading, dude, like the fucking like people's Steam like reviews on Steam or whatever, dude. The best description I saw for it was a man sitting in helicopter simulator 2015. That's pretty much it, dude. It's like,
Why is that what you gotta do in between missions and
yeah.
shit? That's right.
It's like most of the game, you're just fucking looking at his back in the fucking helicopter as he's getting dropped in or getting picked up. Like that's like half the fucking game.
They're like, oh, they're gonna love this cinema.
Again, dude, it should have been like, it shouldn't have been open world. They had to fucking, dude, if they completely. It's funny too. I see people like, oh, there's supposed to be a third chapter. It got cut out and blah blah like that. That would have been like the, would have been amazing if they, finished the game. It's like, dude, no. The last thing that game needed was more of anything. Like fucking, like, it should have been like not. Shouldn't have been open world. First of all, dude, it should not have been open world. Like fucking, there's no reason for it to be. And fucking, they just use it to fucking recycle the same shit over and over again, The last thing the fucking game needs is more of anything. It just needs fucking a hell of a lot less. Like, it should have been like the first chapter, and even then probably should have get cut back like half of that, you know? Needed to be fucking edited the fuck down.
Yeah, dude, fuck that game.
Fuck. Sums it
sick
up.
Sick of the hype. How dare somebody give that a 10? I don't even have to play it.
Oh, that's a fucking joke, dude. I don't even know, like, how that fucking comes about.
You should get fired for that.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing is, like, everybody did it, like, fucking across the board. Like, that's the entire, like, professional fucking reviewing fucking consensus is that game's a masterpiece. Like, it's all, like, 9.5s and 10s, dude. It's like, nah, dude. You want to look at evidence, dude, of people, like, fucking them all, like, being in the same little club circle, dude. Just fucking, like, whatever, like, fucking copy and pasting and fucking, you know, there you go. Is this fucking, that's just wrong. Like, objectively, that's fucking wrong. Like, the fucking game is fucking a piece of shit.
There it is, dude. But you're done, and you'll never have to talk about it again. Thank God.
Wipe my hands clean, dude. I'm done. It sucks. Don't have to play that shit.
Yep, the listeners don't have to hear about it again.
Wash my hands clean. That's it. Talk about Phil Spencer talking about admitting Xbox probably won't beat Sony this generation.
Yeah, I saw some little blurb on that, and I just looked at it like, yeah, okay, whatever, dude.
Yeah, I said, bitch, they have a huge lead and a great product.
And, yeah. And he's going to get hired there, what, next week?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Is that why he's saying shit? It's the only way he'll get me to say Sony's better, is if they're going to pay me.
Well, yeah, they are winning by quite a bit. I mean, winning as in selling more fucking...
Yeah, nonsense. Is that a win, though? I mean...
Well, for them, from the business side, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I'd much rather have Xbox.
He says he's not motivated by beating Sony. He's motivated by gaining as many customers as he can.
Yeah, and just lying as much as he can to the people.
I don't know. He's lying. It's fucking like one of the most honest things you could ever fucking say, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I don't trust him.
Sorry.
He's working for Sony.
I say that fucking still, dude. Fucking trying to play fucking Uncharted, dude, and it's like still a pain. The fucking PS PlayStation is a pain in the ass, dude. See, even the simple fact is still like, and no fucking external fucking hard drive, dude. Like, I feel like I barely played my fucking PS4. I'm like, I'm going to fucking install Uncharted, and it's like my shit's already almost like completely filled up. Like, I'm just fucking erasing shit and fucking like, dude. Why am I erasing shit? I barely fucking use this thing. Fucking pain in the ass. Probably gonna keep buying most of my shit for fucking Xbox, you know? That alone.
Yeah, I just prefer it. I don't know. Never. I used to like the PlayStation, but that was fucking long time ago.
Yeah, just the games, dude. Even, like, a lot of the games, dude, is Uncharted, for example. Talk about that. Haven't played it?
I've played it, but I never owned it, so I never really got into it, you know what I'm saying?
I see, I played a little bit here and there, but finally sat down and get the remastered collection of the three of them, whatever. So,
okay.
Played the first one, Drake's Fortune. And, yeah, like, I don't know. It was all right, dude. I mean, I'm fucking, you know, I get a figure too. I mean, I'm fucking
playing. It is older.
Yeah, I'm playing a game like in whatever, like 8-year-old game or whatever, like fucking like you know, 2015, I guess. But whatever, I don't see it. Like, I don't see like how anybody, you know what I mean? Like, it's not bad, but it just fucking just feels like, I don't know, just fucking just like generic. Just there's nothing great about it.
You don't see what any of the hype was about?
No, not at all. And even like putting like even like trying to think like back then, or like whatever the fuck it was, like 2007, I think. I've looked it up. I wrote a review. I fucking looked it up, like what the year was. 2007, dude. Like that was a year after fucking like Gears of War came out. You know, they try to like do like they kind of rip off like that cover system, like the Gears cover system. You know, you fucking like hiding behind an obstacle. You fucking even like the reloads like on the R1. You know what I mean? To reload. There's no active reload, but. Hey, I was fucking reloading like that and fucking like whatever, just the same like pop, you know, stop and pop, like fucking in and out of cover to fucking like shoot people and shit. And fucking, it's like, dude, comparing those, you know, that came out like a year later. Dude, it's fucking not even close. Like fucking Gears is like so much fucking, I just played the fucking remastered Gears. It's like, wow, that still holds up. Dude, that's so fun as fuck to play, you know? Playing this just feels so fucking off. Like it's like not even in like the same ballpark. And like the other half of it is fucking just like, you know, tries to like rip off Tomb Raider. Not even like the reboot, like the newer one, but I mean like even like the older ones. Like I played fucking like Anniversary and like Legend or whatever it was, like back then. They did like the other older, newer ones, I guess. Like, even, like, comparing it to that, dude, or even, like, the old, you know, play the Prince of Persia's on, like, regular Xbox, like, fucking, you know, OG Xbox, either the first,
yeah,
or, like, it was on, like, PS2 and shit. That was just, like, all, like, platforming, just, like, whatever, jump into ledges, just, like, little puzzles and shit. Like, even that, dude, that was, like, a generation before. Like, that seemed like it was, like, a fucking, like, mile ahead of fucking Uncharted, dude. Like, this is just, like, straightforward, dude. There's, like, nothing to it. Like, you're just, like, walking in a straight line. Like, all right, I'm just going to jump from this ledge, and then, like, that's it. Like, just, like, so just, like, not, there's, like, nothing to it, dude. Like, I don't know. So, it's just not bad. It's just so fucking simplistic, dude. It's just, like, it's just fucking... I heard people like, oh, it's fucking, you know, it's just like, oh, it's like a video game Indiana Jones. I just figured, like, I was thinking, like, you know, they just kind of took inspiration from that and, like, made their own thing. But it's literally fucking Indiana Jones, like a complete ripoff of it. Like, it's not nothing, like, new. Like, they just fucking completely just stole everything from it.
Yeah, and I never seen Indiana Jones, so I can't attest to that.
Yeah. Well, you might like it then. It'd be brand new to you. But as I was fucking explaining, I'm like, dude, like fucking, I'd rather just watch fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like that's a better movie than fucking Uncharted is a game. So why the fuck would I bother like explaining this? The whole time, I'm just like shutting my brain off. Just like I feel like first time I'm playing this, I feel like I've done this a million times before and seen everything that you're fucking showing me. Yeah, I'm just like that. It's fucking. It's not bad. It just fucking just feels so fucking like so generic. Dude. I just don't understand how it gets so much fucking like praise and shit, or how they ended up fucking getting like two sequels out of that. I mean, like I said, people say Uncharted 2. That's the one. They're like, oh, it's so good. Like that's the one to fucking play. Like we'll see. I'm gonna play it later. But just going by the first one, it just fucking seemed really just fucking, I don't understand why anybody would fucking have anything to say about that game other than it's pretty fucking just mediocre fucking forgettable shit.
Yeah.
Wrote a review. It's on the site. Want to get more details there?
Yeah, I started reading a little bit, but my ADD kicked in, so.
Yeah. I'll put up a video review of me just waving my arms and fucking
scream. Yep, flail your arms a little bit. I'll
flail my arms and scream.
Put on some glasses.
Fucking my Weezer glasses.
Yep, be a little sensitive, you know. I like that.
I'll say how it made me cry a little. Maybe I'll cry on camera. Just a couple tears.
Yeah, you have to. Tears or views, you know.
So I did find some new band, dude. I was going to cut it in after the first break, but I couldn't get it to some fucking, like, stupid, like, try doing the YouTube to MP3 shit, dude. It wouldn't let me. It was, like, fucking, like, blocked. Yep. A band called Cunt Grinder. I'd fucking recommend it. Check them out. Their hit single, Rape is Justice, Rape is the Law. It's pretty good. But...
Okay, is that a ballad?
Yeah, it's like it's a slow, it's like a waltz, I'd say. I'd call it a
What's the name of them again?
Cunt Grinder.
Okay.
That's pretty good. But unfortunately, I can't use it. They're going to block the videos, you know. Can't use
Why?
It. I can't promote them. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the band. Yeah, it sounds like a good band. It's a, you know.
The cover on the album was great, too.
Oh, yeah?
It's a guy in a jet ski, like, fucking with the fucking, like, you know, it's all, like, cartoony. The fucking holding the chick's arm, like, holding the chick's, like, leg, and, like, she's up in the air, and, like, just, like, her cunt is just, like, fucking, like, yeah. It's like a giant hole. It's pretty funny.
I'll check them out after this.
Yeah.
I'm actually playing a little bit of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I talked about that, yeah. Fucking saving it till the end. Well, yeah, jump right in. Yeah, fucking, what do you think?
I mean, other than the, you know, usual little issues like party shit, gameplay and shit, though, pretty fun. I think I'll check it out. I mean, you know, like to see how many maps and all kinds, you know, what else there is, but from what I've seen, I like it. Like the gameplay, like the shooting. I love the original music playing and shit, you know. Now, once again, I've never seen the movies, but you've said a few times that's how it was in the movie, like this or that, or.
Oh yeah, what got me like before even I wasn't even gonna bother with the beta, because I was probably gonna buy it anyway, just because fucking whatever. Again, it's fucking Star Wars.
One of those things, what, you didn't want to see it, like
Star Wars. No, I don't even care about that. I was just like, well, I'm not really like whatever, dude. I don't really fucking give a shit about playing a beta. Every game I'm gonna fucking buy anyway. It's not gonna do me anything. Do me any good?
I just figured you'd still want to try it out, you know.
I get other shit. You know what I mean? Like fucking, I get other shit to play. I'm not gonna really care about a beta that much. But yeah, I mean, like when I was watching a video of people playing, dude, it's fucking like that Hoth level, like watching them like go through the fucking like that base, like the inside of the base, it looks like almost like exactly, dude, like how fucking like Empire Strikes Back, you just them going through the fucking base, dude, like everything's just almost like perfect, dude, it like looks so good, and the fucking the sounds and shit are fucking like spot on. I'm like, dude, that's fucking awesome, dude, that looks fucking badass. And I'm like, fuck it, you know, fucking, I was just dicking around. Like, I wasn't going to jump through hoops to get it. Like, I wasn't going to, like, sign up and do all that shit.
Online
fucking,
and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll send you a code and maybe we won't. And, like, you know what I mean? Or the fucking new shit where, oh, you got to play this certain time of the day when it's open. It's never times I can fucking play, you know? So I wasn't going to bother doing that. But I was just fucking looking through just, like, the fucking, you know, the game demos and new releases and shit. And I saw it just to fucking download. I'm like,
yeah,
fuck
it. Yeah, dude, I had no idea it was out.
Fuck it, I'll check it out. So I fucking started playing. Yeah, it's fucking fun, dude. It's fucking real fun. I fucking like it. It's just fucking nonstop fucking chaos, dude.
Yep.
I love it.
I like how the pickups work, so it's fair for, like, everybody to get pickups. Not, like, you can't really hoard them. You can't.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to fight for them. You can just, everyone gets them, like, you know.
I didn't really figure it out. I don't know if you've noticed. They don't keep popping up the same spots, right? It just seems like it's random.
I don't know.
It seems like it's random, just fucking pops up wherever.
But pretty sure it is. I hope it is.
Yeah, I just love the fucking, dude, all the sounds and shit, and just fucking, so it's just like constant, just fucking shit going around you everywhere, dude. Just fucking running. It's just like the movies, dude. It's like, everyone's
just in the middle.
And yeah, everyone's just constantly running and getting fucking shot, and just fucking, you know, it's just giant fucking mess of fucking shit everywhere. It's fucking fun.
Yeah, it feels pretty smooth too. I haven't really felt much fucking, you know what I mean, anything.
Well, it's funny too, is that main mode there, that Walker Assault or whatever, and it's pretty much like Rush from Battlefield. I never liked Rush in Battlefield, but like that, just fucking, I'm like, oh, this is cool. Just because the fact that, you know, you get that giant fucking Walker coming, so it's like something that's like, you know, you can see it coming, dude, and it's fucking cool. I like it.
Oh, yep. And I just picked up a hero pickup, which is either Darth Vader or what?
Oh,
Luke Skywalker. Yeah. Depending on what side you're on. And I got killed as I tried to use it, so
it's
I lost
it's
it.
It's happening, yeah. I picked it up like twice, the same
and
shit.
And they're not, yeah, not that easy to get. But they're not hard. You just got to get lucky, I suppose.
Right, right. You can't tell what it is until you grab it, right?
Like, yeah. And you got everyone else looks like they're going for them, too. So it depends on if you can only hold one. So some people might have one and not pick it up.
Right.
So you can pick it up. You know, it's that's kind of cool. I like how that balances out. You know, I feel like it's pretty fun, and I feel like the full game, if it's like this, should be pretty sick. You know. Not to mention the vehicles. You get the jets as pickups. You know?
It's showing too the different game modes. There is like modes where it's all it is just fucking like they had the same thing in Battlefield 4 at some point too. It's just all fucking vehicle combat. That's all it is, you know. And so I saw some video of that. That shit looks cool too. This is fucking not only is it like whatever how many people like fighting each other on each side. There's like AI in the back just like going nuts, like fucking, you know, it's like lasers like everywhere. It's a giant fucking battle. That shit looks fucking fun.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of mad that it's supposed to stop today, I believe, but we'll see from one report I saw.
Yeah, I don't know. Play a little
bit. I like the hit detection. You know, I like everything about it.
Yeah, everything's just fucking, it's just fun, dude. Like I said, it's fucking stupid fun. I fucking like it a lot. I'm probably going to get it anyways. It's fucking Star Wars and fucking Battlefield, but...
I wasn't sure, but I think this might have sold me on it. You know, you got cards, like, I don't know how you feel about that. That's
They call them cards. It's a fucking deal loadout. It's all it is.
Kind of like, yeah, Titanfall, like, you know, maybe not as cool as...
Well, it's not like that. It's not like fucking burn cards. It's just it's a loadout, you know? I mean, they call them cards, yeah. But it's just picking your loadout.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'd like to see how much of that stuff there is, if there's a ton of unlockables.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the cool thing, too, is that partner system, like, if you're with, like, you know, you got, like, one person's your partner that you spawn on and shit, and, like, whoever you're partnered with, you can use his fucking loadout, too. So, like, if you don't have something unlocked, you know what I mean? You just fucking, like, well, I don't have enough fucking, you know, I didn't unlock the jetpack, but my partner has the jetpack, so now I can fucking pick it and use it anyway. Like, that's just pretty cool, too.
Yep.
Pretty smart.
I do like that. I wish the party system would work in this data, but it apparently
work.
It doesn't.
As far as I can tell, it doesn't work at all. It's just completely fucking broken. That's not a good sign, but whatever.
Yeah, it's never a good sign. But I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with the dashboard. I'm blaming, like, maybe that could be causing problems with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe not, though. I don't know. I just, that dashboard pisses me off. I like it, but I hate it.
Yeah, hopefully they fix that shit before it actually comes out in November. So they fucking put that out as broken as it is. People are going to be fucking pissed.
Yeah, and you mentioned you can't tell when somebody's talking in the party.
Yeah, that sucks, too. Yeah, before you fuck, if you're in a party and, like, you know what I mean? Like, every now and then, like, I don't know, like, my shit's kind of fucked up, like, fucking, like, with a, you know, the fucking... jack plugs in, so I gotta fuck with it a little bit, and I can kind of tell if there's something, if there's noise in the back, if it's working or not. Like, if I can hear, I know it's picking me up talking. But before it was like, you know, if you'd have like a little circle next to your name, and if you were talking, that circle lit up, you knew that fucking, at least, you know what I mean, the problem wasn't, you know, it was picking you up talking. And you know what I mean, if the other person can't hear you, it's a problem on their end, you know what I mean, because the fucking sound's going through. And now, like, that's gone, so, like, I can fucking sit there and talk, and it won't show me any kind of indication that it's picking me up talking, so it's like, oh, I can't hear you can't hear me, like, is the problem me or you, and it's like...
Yeah, we're sending invites back and forth, they don't really know, now I have to literally text you.
Message. Call, I call on the phone, we could just fucking just speakerphone on the fucking cell phone, like, you know what I mean, like, the fucking, I don't know, that's not cool either.
And I assume Skype wouldn't work, you know what I mean? I'm sure.
Well, it would work. We'd have to leave it snapped, you know what I mean? Like, we'd have to fucking leave it snapped the whole time. I'm not doing that.
Hopefully, dude.
Hopefully it's just beta problems. But it seems like there's a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, but the trend seems like they're just going to release a broken dashboard.
A broken dashboard. Oh, yeah, I'll be fixed in December. This is like... version 1.1, don't worry. Yeah. once you download Forge in December, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking... And if I want to go back to the old one, I can't?
No. Oh, no, you could, but you'd have to fucking, like... I think, you got to fucking, like, opt out of that program, then you gotta like reset your entire console back to factory settings and like start from scratch, like fucking,
Yeah, I
redo
assume that would uninstall
everything.
every game
I
and
think so, yeah, because you'd have to recover your account and fucking and
oh,
reinstall
yep.
it.
Oh, dude, that would take, yeah, that would just not take forever, but be a fucking pain in the ass. Yeah, so what? The Xbox One's just, it's just a broken console that works a little
Yeah,
bit.
sometimes. Yeah. So you can't complain. You can't complain too much. It's just in beta, but
No, I know. It works, you know. So far,
when it
so
feels
good.
like it. Yeah. But speaking of Halo, speaking of video games, dude, watching
Yeah.
Halo. They have a little like mini documentary series called The Sprint. It's like behind the scenes, like them making the game, dude. It's fucking awesome. It's so good, like fucking, dude. By far, dude, like the best like behind the scenes like game making shit I've ever seen, dude. It's
Yeah.
ridiculous. So good, yeah, dude. It's fucking. They have like two episodes of this. I think it's like season three. I watched the one before them like doing shit before they went to E3, and that was cool. This is like fucking, dude. Just the two of them. It's mostly about like them, like recording like sound effects and like music and shit, dude. It's fucking nuts. Like all the shit they have to go through, dude. It's fucking like, and he was like a 90-piece orchestra to fucking record this shit, dude. Like it starts off of it's just showing them like recording like a little piece of like the fucking like whatever like the main theme or something. It's just like two dudes who fucking worked on the game. The fucking guy just like brings them into the studio, records them singing or whatever, and they go to like fucking like Prague, dude, to fucking have like the Prague orchestra like fucking playing, to record shit. It's just like it's nuts, dude. And going to fucking like Abbey Road Studios in fucking like London recording that shit. Like it's fucking crazy, dude. The shit they fucking go through, dude. It's fucking insane. It's really good. Recommend you like you might even be able to watch. They're only like the episode's like 15 minutes long, dude. It's fucking cool. If you ever
See,
fucking
yeah, my ADD might allow that. What is it called?
The Sprint. Halo The Sprint.
The
Season
Sprint.
three.
Okay.
Season three, dude. I thought it was fucking excellent. Not even like fucking like Halo related. You're just seeing like what goes into fucking making games, dude. It's fucking nuts. Oh, like it's showing like all the guys like the capture suits, you know what I mean? Like fucking like
Oh,
recording,
yep.
like going, dude, it's fucking insane. Just fucking like they start off just like it's almost like showing like little stick figures of like what it's gonna be, you know what I mean? They have like a whole stage set up of like if you're like the least bit interested in like that shit, like how that shit gets made, dude, it's fucking really good.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Then I watched some Walking Dead
Oh,
today,
like the real Walking Dead or
the
like.
real Walking Dead. Holy shit, it's fucking good. That's fucking good too. It's fucking wow, what a fucking difference between the fucking shitty fucking sideshow, dude, and this. Like it is fucking night and day,
Like,
dude.
what's the difference? Like,
Holy fuck.
the story's good,
Oh,
like.
dude, the story's actually good. Like the acting's good, dude. Like fucking, dude, the practical effects, just like the makeup is actually like good. I mean, they have like some like computer generated shit, but that actually looks good. Like it's not like distracting, like distractingly fucking cheesy bad. Like you just tell like they actually worked on it and like they made it work with what they had, you know? Wow, dude, it's fucking really good, dude. Half the fucking show was in black and white, like a fucking like they have like flashbacks. It was in black and white. It's like, wow, they're actually trying to like do shit and like be creative and like, you know what I mean? Just fucking like they have some kind of like balls, dude. Fucking tons of fucking gore, dude. And does everything look fucking good, dude? The acting's fucking great. Fuck that other show, dude. Fucking, I'm so glad, dude, I watched it. I was like, wow, thank God, dude. Like, this is fucking good. Like, something to look forward to every week to watch. And I'm not just fucking, oh God, like, here we go again. Night and fucking day, dude. Yeah, dude, the real series is fucking still good. Praise the sun.
Oh, be weary.
Fatty lies ahead.
That was a good one. That's, of course, from Dark Souls. I mean, in case all the listeners don't know that.
Oh, if you don't know that, you probably shouldn't be listening, because, yeah. If you're coming to this show for any kind of, like, real, like, breaking news or something like that, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Probably not a good idea. We just cut through the bullshit of bullshit news. That's about it for me. Other than that, dude, I'm playing played a lot of fours and sixes to fucking wash all the garbage away I've been playing.
Yeah, and that's always good, of course.
Oh, that's great. Fucking game's awesome, yeah.
You do the endurance races, like 100 laps?
I've just been going through. I'm just going through, like, everything, like, the career from the beginning and just fucking going through every...
Like, what's the most they make you do in a career? Do they put you in that situation where you have to do it?
If you just want to go through the career, it's just you can blow through it. Like, it's not... There's, like, something like 5 different, like, series. I think there's maybe, like, 15... Yeah, like, 15 series of, like, whatever. It'd be, like, 5 to... Oh, 8 maybe, like, races in each series. And you just pick, like, starts you off, you pick, like, a class or whatever. You know what I mean? So you pick, like, one. It'd give you, like, 6 classes to choose from. You pick one. And you just do that one. And you just go through, like, the 15 fucking series. Like, that's your career. Then you can go back. Like, I'm going back now. I'll go to, like, that first series. I'm doing, like, all 6 of the classes. You know what I mean? So it'd be, like, the same races, the same, like, shit. But you're in, like, a different class of car. And it just feels completely different. Even just fucking picking those different classes is fucking, like, ridiculously different. That's what I've been doing. Go through all that. I mean, that takes forever, dude. But it's fucking so fun. Like, it's great. I opened up the Forza Hub thing, dude. It gives you money and shit, like, every, like, couple weeks or month or whatever. Just it keeps track of, like, all the Forza games you played. So look, dude, I fucking in my career, I've driven 17,500 miles. That's not even including the first game. It doesn't track that, because I was on the first Xbox, so there's no, like, you know what I mean?
That's too bad.
Yeah, I figure that's like, what's the U.S. is like, what, 2,000 something fucking miles wide, something like that.
I have no clue.
I guess something like that, like 2,500. So it's like I've pretty much driven across the U.S. 8 times.
Doesn't keep track of time, huh? Hours played?
No, it's just how many days you turn it on. You know what I mean? Like, fucking just says, like, it says, like, whatever. Like, each one says, like, 55 days. It's not actually 55 days. I think it's just, like, you've turned it on and checked in, like, 55 times, you know? It's not like you played, like...
Okay. Not like that many days worth.
No. I don't think so. If that was the case, dude, it'd be like my entire life, because each one's just like 55, like 55 days. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's a lot of time. I guess fucking no way. I spent like thousands of hours. I've probably spent a couple hundred in each one, but my Forza career. If you need anything digitally fucking delivered, dude, I'm your man. Got some time behind the wheel. You gotta make a new fucking stuntman game.
Dude, I don't know if I ever played that. I thought about playing it, but I never did.
I fucking love those games, dude. I fucking won, I think it was Ignition on fucking 360. I fucking love that game.
Yeah, they're not making any games, like, that aren't fucking massive games.
Yeah, they're either massive, and then, like, everything that used to be cool like that, dude, you know what I mean, that's fucking completely gone. Now it's just some shitty Kickstarter game we're gonna make for fucking $5. You didn't have fucking shitty pixel art, you know?
Fucking, yeah, dude, cool. Where's that in between, man? That's fucking, it's a good, dude, point.
I kept saying the fucking middle class of games is dead. It's like the middle class and fucking the real world's fucking dead. It's fucking indie hipster faggots fucking ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, fuck that. Well, what are you gonna do, you know?
Should do is play some Star Wars.
Yeah, before it shuts down for good.
And actually, I think I have a dentist appointment in a couple hours too. So.
Oh, do you? Those are always fun. Good times. Should see if he wants to do the show.
Yeah, I fucking did that bitch in here.
Was there a hot chick there?
Oh, she's hot, but she told me I had cancer. when I didn't.
What?
Yeah, I never told
Get
you.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude. You told me you had fucking mouth cancer and, like, sent me to a fucking specialist. He's like, dude, no. Like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Wow. That's fucking stupid.
Yep.
She was a dentist?
Yeah, it's my actual dentist, like his daughter. You know?
And, have you seen her since?
Oh, yeah, no, she's there all the time, yeah. She'll probably be there today.
And she never said nothing about it, or?
No.
Wow.
Oh, that was video game news. You got anything else?
I mean, I played through the NBA, the Spike Lee joint.
You finished the career?
Yeah. Well, I didn't finish it. I just finished the story part. It's pretty much like your first year. You know, you get a few cutscenes and, you know, last year you used to, if I remember right, you used to be able to, like, have some choices and shit like that. You know, you would talk to somebody and, you know, you'd have a few choices in certain parts. This was just kind of like follows you through the story. You don't make any decisions really other than, you know, you get to pick your college, which is cool. There's only a few to pick from, but, you start in high school, go to college. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I finished that. It was fucking, yeah, it was all right.
Good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Good. Better, one of the better Spike Lee joints.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was one of the better Spike Lee joints. I mean, probably not though. In reality, but yeah, whatever. It was all right. You know, it's fun. It's basketball. It's fucking slam a jam. Yep. Fucking slam a jam. You know, it's fucking. It's fun though. Smooth and it's good. Definitely better than the last one I played, which was probably 14. I don't think I played 15.
No,
but yeah, it's good. I like it. There's an online mode. They got, like, the fucking same idea as last time, the park. Except there's, you know, it's, like, three different ones you can pick from. You know, how you go there, it's online. Like, everybody's at, like, an outside court. You know,
yeah,
what do you call it?
Yeah, you tell me about that. Like, fucking just, like, yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. You can do, like, 2-on-2, whatever, 4-on-4s and shit.
Are they all in the street clothes?
Yeah, shit like that. You can buy different shit, you know, but that's like what it is, like street, you know, but I don't know. It's a fun game. I like the controls because you feel like you're actually controlling the guy, like every step, you know, even an animation, you can actually like get out of an animation, you know, like if you go up for a dunk, you know, you're not committed to the dunk. You can like. You can hit the stick and like he'll come out of it and like do a layup or something. You know what I mean? Depending on the situation, you're just not locked into it. Like whereas in like Madden, you know, if you do something like jump for the ball, you're like locked into that animation.
Right.
Whatever happens. You can't do anything. This you can like get out of it. You know, it's like completely different. Feels. You know what I mean? The fact you can feel the control. You know. I feel like that's that one makes it pretty good. But once again, it's still basketball. It's just basketball. And, you know, if you like basketball, then you like it. If you don't, you won't.
it's the Grunt Free Press official review of NBA
yep.
2K16.
That's the official review, yep. So it's like, it could go either way. It could be like, fuck yeah. Like, it's pretty solid game, you know, a lot to do.
Well, you got to make a decision, you know. Is it a fuck yeah or a fuck you?
If I have to, absolutely, yeah. You definitely. Because it's better than it is bad, you know?
Oh,
more good than bad.
There you go. That's the review.
Yep.
Check
I'm not
out.
Writing anything. I can't write. I can't do arithmetic.
We'll have to get our editor on there, our editor-in-chief. See that. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe we'll hire a freelancer. They can transcribe it.
Yeah, dude, the guy at McDonald's, dude, that he writes books and stuff. Guy overnight gave me his card. I was getting like a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich or something and some fries. They do breakfast 24 hours now.
He told you he's writing books and he gave you his card.
Yeah, he does like something like I don't know if he said like horror books or something. I don't know what he does, but
Give it to me. I'll see what I can do. See if we can make an arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He works at McDonald's at night, so he's probably successful with the writing.
It's the best time to do it.
Yep. I don't know.
Well, you can check out all the reviews and news, etc. at gruntfreepress.com. You can send any feedback or questions at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I've been Absolute Deicide. This has been the Grunt Free Press Podcast.
Yeah. See ya.
Insert clever ending here in the editing.
I didn't have the script this week.
I'll have to get
lost in the mail.
I'll have to go to McDonald's and yell at that kid.